Chapter 20. The Path. The best of paths is the Eightfold Path. The best of truths, the Four Noble Truths. The best of qualities is dispassion. And the best among gods and humans is the one with eyes to see. This is the path for purifying one's vision. There is no other. Follow it, you'll bewilder Mara. Follow it, you'll put an end to suffering. This is the path I have proclaimed, having pulled out the arrows. It is up to you to make strong effort. Tathagatas merely tell you how. Following the path, those absorbed in meditation will be freed from Mara's bonds. All created things are impermanent. Seeing this with insight, one becomes disenchanted with suffering. This is the path of purity. All created things are suffering. Seeing this with insight, one becomes disenchanted with suffering. This is the path of purity. All things are not self. Seeing this with insight, one becomes disenchanted with suffering. This is the path of purity. Inactive when one should be active, lazy though young and strong, disheartened in one's resolves, such an indolent, lethargic person doesn't find the path of insight. Watchful in speech and well restrained in mind, do nothing unskillful with your body. Purify these three courses of action. Fulfill the path taught by the sages. Wisdom arises from spiritual practice. Without practice, it decays. Knowing this twofold path of gain and loss, conduct yourself so that wisdom grows. Cut down the forest of desire, not real trees. From the forest of desire, fear is born. Having cut down both the forest and the underbrush, monks, be deforested of desire. As long as even the slightest underbrush of desire between man and woman is not cut away, for that long the mind is bound like a suckling calf is to its mother. Destroy attachment to self as you could an autumn lily in your fist. Cultivate the path of peace, the nirvana taught by the well-gone one. Here I'll live during the rainy season, and here during the winter and summer. So the fool ponders, unaware of danger. Intoxicated by children and cattle, that addict is swept away by death, as a sleeping village is by a great flood. Children, parents, and relatives are not a protection. For someone seized by death, relatives are no protection. Knowing this, the wise person, restrained by virtue, should quickly clear the path to nirvana.